rules guy. You know, we see them he's during Mike the NFL season. Yeah, he's the Mike Pereira, Gene Steratore. He's one of those individuals breaking down soccer. He does not agree with the decision to call the red card in yesterday's game.
Yeah, when I watched this in real speed, I didn't think it was much. I thought it was just a coming together of two players. And what you do see is that Balogun's challenge does catch his opponent on the back of the leg. And then when it comes down, it catches his ankle. And that's when the twist of the Bosnia-Herzegovina player's foot twists underneath him. The problem you've got is, to reach a criteria of the red card, it has to be some speed, there has to be some force, and there has to be some malice. This lacked that. But what it does have, which is what the element of the VAR is hiding behind, is it endangers the safety of the opponent because of that foot-on-foot challenge, which could have acted and ended with a broken ankle. So what they've done is they've looked at the consequence of the challenge. However, in my opinion, this didn't endanger the safety of the opponent. Balogun doesn't even look for the foul. It's one of them where it happens in a split second. He puts his foot down and catches the opponent. It was an accidental challenge. And for me, this did not reach the criteria of a red card. And it shouldn't have been a VAR intervention.
I have two fixes to replay. I would love if they just got rid of replay. Honestly, if you want my opinion, I think sports will be better. And I know the argument, we got to get the calls right. They get calls wrong all the time with replay. They get calls wrong at an incredible clip, even though we got to get all the calls right. But if you are hell-bent on they have to have instant replay, I think these two small fixes would change it. Number one, a real shot clock. You cannot look at the same thing for 5 minutes. No. You've seen it. You've seen every angle that we have available. If we had a real shot clock, and you got 2 minutes, we're going to take a commercial break. I know we all hate commercials now. We're going to take a two-minute break. We're going to come back, and we are going to have a ruling on what is happening. That's number one. Number two, you have to watch it in real time. You can convince yourself of anything if you keep watching something in slow motion enough. If you continue to loop the same thing over and over in 4K in super slow motion, you will find whatever you are looking for. And this is one of my biggest arguments when it comes to instant replay and why I think it is anti-sport. When you watch instant replay, you are usually watching it through the guise of what's wrong and not what's right. When we watch the NFL, we are usually watching it with the guise of he didn't catch it, as opposed to, wow, look at this amazing catch that he had. That's why they keep showing it to you 18,000 times in super slow motion. I know that I am on an island when I think the best thing to do is to get rid of instant replay. I know that. I understand that they're not going back. But if two simple fixes would make replay a much better experience, and I think help us figure some of these things out. You cannot slow it down to minus 18,000 speed in super 4K definition. No, that is not the way that sports work. Also, a real shot clock. I remember when we used to have the argument, it has to be clear, conclusive evidence in order to overturn things. And somehow along the way, we lost that. It doesn't have to be clear. It doesn't have to be conclusive. It doesn't have to be obvious anymore. We just go off vibes on whether or not we think it should be changed. So those are the two things as Commissioner Carrington I would want when we get to instant replay.
I agree with you. We were talking last night at the Gathering of Souls. So many of these sports have just grinded to a halt and have become unfun because of replay. The end of a college basketball game is the worst. Soccer now, we have the going to the monitor, we have the goofy ref go to the square, and now we have like geographical breakdowns of an angle, is someone's hand offside, is the hand someone else leave them onside, it's terrible. And you remember that Final Four, we waited for 20 minutes to see if the ball grazed that player's shorts in the, I think it was Virginia-Texas Tech game.
It's so stupid.
It's gotten bad. It's gotten real bad.
No, I agree. I've been on this side for quite some time. I have. I've been on this side for a while now that instant replay, for the most part, is a net negative. And sports would be more enjoyable if we got rid of instant replay. Games would move faster. You're still mad anyway at the end of these games. They have instant replay in soccer. Are you not mad about the red card? In fact, with no instant replay, we would have been perfectly fine. They didn't call anything on the field. They didn't call anything. It's not like they originally called a red card. They then watched it to confirm it. They called nothing on the field. They then stopped it. And we went from no penalty on the field to you are ejected from the game and cannot play in the next game. That's a wild turn of events. You haven't seen that fast of a turn of event on a Lifetime movie. How do we go from nothing happened to everything happened? I didn't see a penalty, and now the best and most important player on the team is now out for the next 120-something minutes of action. That's a wild swing of the possibilities. Two options. Shot clock. We have 2 minutes. Let's take one of these hydration breaks. You got 2 minutes. Let's come back. And when we come back, we have to have a conclusion. We have to push the game forward. And you can't keep watching these things in slow motion. I'm telling you, it will be better. I believe this is the manager. Is this the manager?
You're at the Mauricio Pochettino?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right. You knew who I was talking about. I knew that Tyler Twellman. I know he's not the manager. Or Bradley Wright Phillips. How do you pronounce his name?
Mauricio Pochettino.
Okay, that's too many words.
Just call Mauricio.
Too many letters, too many big words you're throwing at me. I don't know what they mean. I don't know how to pronounce them. The guy that looks like Russell Crowe from American Gangster. Him. You know the guy I'm talking about. He looks exactly like Russell Crowe's character on American Gangster. I know that he is the manager for the U.S. team. He doesn't think that it should have been a red card.
For me, it's about to see the intention. If the intention is to damage the opponent, okay, I understand. But that never was, because a normal action in football that you are, you know, fighting for the ball and your feet land, no? That was maybe a little bit tough, the scene to watch, but I think never was intentional. I think for me, that action never was, it's never a red card, never.
Rob, I'm starting to realize how we got good at soccer. We started getting real ringers. The manager's from Argentina.
And he's coached in France and in England.
Our best player is from Britain. That's how we turn things around in soccer. That's how we got good. We had to start outsourcing it. You know, people like, oh man, imagine of how good we would be if we used all of our best athletes. You know, we don't got to do that anymore. We're taking other people's top athletes. Hey, if you can't start on that team, hey, no problem. Come play with us. You're good enough to play on our team. That's how we got good at soccer. We're just taking other people's products.
I mean, you're joking about it, but the honest answer is the U.S. Soccer Federation said it's time to take a European approach to soccer, and they've gotten better ever since doing that.
No, they absolutely took a European approach. We're taking people that didn't even live in America. Hey, you grew up in Europe. Do you want to play for us? I heard your great uncle grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. I think we can get you eligible. That's what we're doing. This is turning to Texas high school football, and we started building mailboxes in the middle of nowhere so we can get you eligible to go play for Midland Lee. I like this. We started doing what the rest of the world was doing. We got to quit getting them kids from San Diego to start playing. We got to start getting other kids to start. This was smart. We opened up the borders when it came to soccer. That's how we got good. This is smart.
I believe both goals were scored last night by people who carry dual citizenship.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's how we got good. Somebody said the men's national team is turning to Lee Summit West, for sure. You don't got to live in Lee Summit. Where do you live, kid? Oh, you were supposed to go to Central? It's okay, we'll figure that out. Don't worry about that. Can you play? Can you shoot? Can you score? You know what? We got a home for you here. Why don't you come be a Titan? I like that mentality. I like this. I'm telling you, soccer is more like all the other sports when you start to think about it. All right, Taylor Twellman, he was on the show. Is he friend of the show?
Not yet.
Okay, he's got to come on more?
He's got to come on more.
I actually saw him pop up on my Twitter feed a couple of days ago. I had never heard of the man, had no clue who he was, and then I clicked on his page, and I saw he had like 400,000 followers, and I was like, oh, hey, I know him. I was like, I know this guy. Hey, we're friends. We're pals. I've talked to him before. Here is Taylor Twellman. He was on the show like 2 weeks ago. He thinks this was a shameful red card.
I cannot believe that was a red card. I put it out on social media and I looked at it 20 minutes ago, and obviously it's grown. I just asked FIFA a simple question and screenshot Lionel Messi and this. And all I said was, well, where was VAR on that? Where was VAR on that?
Ridiculous.
Right? The exact same play. Look at the ankles.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Look at the still photos. They both look ridiculous. And
the only difference,
frankly,
is Messi's actually looking at the player, where Balogun's got his back to the player.
Yeah.
And Balogun's trying to play the ball, and Lionel Messi wasn't. It's truly, truly next level incompetence for that to be interpreted as a red. Now, still photo, absolutely. It looks like he just broke his ankle 2 seconds before that, 2 seconds after it. It's nowhere near that. And so that's where that's where the nuance of VAR is really kind of driving me nuts in this tournament.
Now, I don't claim to know a whole lot about soccer, but I do watch other sports. The level of penalty that you get for hitting Patrick Mahomes is different in the level of penalty you would get for hitting, you know, Malik Willis, for example. Like, we've seen it before. I know Kansas City's a little sensitive to that. Like, we've seen it. Hey, you breathe on Pat wrong. Hey, they throwing a penalty, man. He the money. We got to protect the money. So I understand the reasoning to do it. But comparing anything that any other player in this tournament does to Lionel Messi, you're probably only going to upset yourself. You're probably only going to make yourself frustrated. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that we found a highlight of Lionel Messi doing the exact same thing that one of our players did, and somehow nothing happened to Lionel Messi and everything happened to this guy. That actually makes a lot of sense to me. You don't got to understand soccer to understand that. I'm sorry. You don't got to understand that. I did see the play that they were talking about. It was pretty similar. Also, another American experience. Whenever there's a no catch called in one game, finding that play and then saying, wait, if that wasn't a catch, why is it a catch in this game? Also, a very American experience. I'm starting to really come around on this soccer. I get it.